Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 12 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 12 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 16 degrees.
Okay, A9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees.
AZ-YVF monitoring. Happy New Year, KCBOA. This is KC8YVF. Good afternoon.
Echo Zulu Oscar Bravo monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees.
Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees.
K6KQV monitoring.
Well, good morning to you. It's good afternoon to me. How are things in California? KC8BOA.
KC8VOA from K6KQV. Not too bad, and happy new year. We've got some nice rain today, and it's about 50 degrees right now.
Yeah, very good, very good. Well, we get mostly cloudy skies here, and we have lots of white stuff underground, and the temperatures are typical winter temperatures for us. It's not real, real cold, but not real warm either, and the temperatures are supposed to be dropping, getting down near the zero mark here in the next little few days here.
Okay, well, I sure understand. Yeah, I got family back in, in Goodrich, the southeastern part of Genesee County, southeast of Flint there, and some other relatives in Troy, near Detroit. So, yeah, they keep me up to date on the weather report. Well, we have had some cold temperatures. Last week it got down to freezing or just slightly below, and no snow in the valley here where we are, but it got cold enough for us. By the way, the name here is Bill, and I'm in Cupertino, which is on the north, northwest edge of San Jose, or about 50 miles southeast of San Francisco.
Oh, very good, Bill. Very good. You weren't involved in any of that torrential downpours or none of the other stuff there that they had gotten last week with the mudslides and all that. Sounds like you might have been free of that based on your location. I'm located in Saginaw. My name is Rick. And so the weather's been holding out. We did not have a white Christmas this year. It was mostly brown. We had a white Thanksgiving and all the rest of that. It stayed white up to the previous week, the previous Thursday before Christmas had started raining, and that diminished all the snow and everything else. And then after Christmas, we got a bit more snow and some colder temperatures again and so forth. And that's where we're at, and we're looking at some colder temperatures coming in. KC8VOA.
Well, very good, Rick. And, my mom was from Saginaw originally. In fact, she and my dad are buried up there, along with my grandparents. And I was born and raised in Birmingham, just north of Detroit. And been out here in California since 1967. So I guess we're pretty well acclimated to the weather out here. Yes, we're in a pretty good location. No problem with mudslides. As I say, we're in a valley here. And we do get the rain, but no problems with floods. We get occasional high winds. Last year, in February, I think it was, we had some 60-mile-an-hour gusts, and it damaged one of my fences, so I had to get that replaced. And boy, wood is sure expensive nowadays. So I think we're all set now to brave the winter winds that could be showing up here. And let's see, what else? I've been participating in the straight tee night. I was on 40 meters earlier this morning, and now I'm on 15 meters, and had a couple of nice QSOs. Nice to hear the CW activity on the bands for New Year's, that's for sure. And let's see, I guess that's about all that I have here, Rick. So thanks very much for the call. I sure appreciate it. And again, Happy New Year to you and your family there in Saginaw. And stay cozy up there. KC8, oh boy, I should have written your call down, I'm sorry. KC8VCU, I think it was. This is K6KATV, saying 73 and listening for your final.
Well, thank you there, Bill, and we do miss you on Monday Night Nets. You usually echo link in on us, and we haven't heard you in the last couple of weeks. Be wonderful to hear you back on there. And, of course, I didn't make, I think I just checked in and out in the last net. So it would be great to hear you in there. Also, we have a net, just Mid-Michigan Rag 2 net on Sunday nights at 6 p.m. our local time, which we got a little time difference there. I think we're probably 3 hours difference or so. And you're more than welcome to join us. So you have a wonderful Happy New Year there, Bill. K6KUV from KCADUA.
Very good. And thanks, Rick, for the reminder. Yeah, I'm going to try to get into the net more often. I haven't checked in for a while, as you say, so hopefully we'll see you this coming Tuesday. 73, and again, Happy New Year. K6KQV will be clear.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, our nets are on Monday nights, 9 p.m. our time, Central Time, or Eastern Time, correction, Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, K6KUV.
Thank you. I meant Monday. Sorry about that. K6KQV clear.
Must have missed you by time. Got up and got over to the radio. You were gone.
I am just down here in the shack. I'm on the mobile rig at the moment and trying to get this game to work. I've got the belts on this seem to keep hanging up on this. They got conveyor belts. It's supposed to take these little packages along, and it keeps getting hung up and stopped. I don't have a clue what's going on. I take it all apart and run each belt separately, and they both move freely, but when I try and hook the two belts together and hook the servo to it, it runs for a minute or so slowly, and then it just quits. So I'm at a loss.
Okay. Is it possible servo is trying a different servo?
That is going to be my next step. I've got another one in here someplace in one of the kits and try a different servo and see if that's the case. Because, yeah, it is not working, that's for sure. So that's what I haven't tried. I've replaced one of the belts because I kind of screwed it up. And so I reprinted it and put that back together, and everything's greased, everything's, it's, like I said, and you run the servo by itself, no weight on it, basically, no torque on it, and that will work fine. But, I have to pull that. That'll be the next thing, I guess, is pull this servo and put a different one in and see if it works.
One step at a time, that's how we troubleshoot, and eventually we'll find the problem. That's for sure. I know I had my X belt come loose on the MK4, and it didn't come loose much, but it come loose just enough that it threw the timing off on it, and that was kind of driving me nuts. And then Prusa has a app for tuning the belt. It doesn't work too well on my phone. So I gave it the best shot I could for that, and still wasn't quite there, and tried it and ended up tightening up a little bit more, tried it again, and finally got it to work. So I don't want to over-tighten it to mess up the bearings in the servo motor, and I don't want to mess up the bearings in the idler either. So it's that fine balance you got to find sometimes. KCBOA.
Yeah, I've got multiple projects I'm working on. I'm working on this radio, adding stuff to it. I got my power cord done. I got everything about ready to go in the vehicle. I just have to get warm enough weather to get it in here. So hopefully I can get it in the next week or two if it warms up enough. I see like Tuesday, Wednesday, it's supposed to be like 37. But I might be able to get this radio in the vehicle. I got as many stations that I want to put in it right now, but it's easy to put in. And then I've got working on this robot project with these conveyor belts, so I'll swap the servo and try that, see if there's something there. I've got two different projects going on the printers, one on the color printer that I'm printing, and then another one for the grandkids on the A1 on the single color. So I got two more things, so three different 3D projects going at the same time. And I've made several POTA contacts this morning, so they're very active today. Lots of POTA stations out there. So in between running from the shop to the printers, I'll drop at the radio and see if I can pick up another contact and go on. So it's been busy day.
I can imagine. Yeah, I've been getting a little bit going on. I've been trying to sort through some of my projects here that's before me, which is plentiful. And hopefully I can get a few things straightened out here and get some organization of this disorganization and go from there. And we have club meeting tomorrow night, which I've got to keep that in mind because I'll forget if I don't. So I've got Saturday, I've got a get-together with the family out in Vassar, and I want to make sure I get everything, all my ducks in a row. So more than likely, I will not be at Saturday's breakfast.
Okay, yeah, I'm back to work tomorrow for the day, and then got club meeting tomorrow night, and then the breakfast on Saturday morning. And then a friend of mine that used to live in Michigan, now lives in Wisconsin. Well, his kids live here still in Michigan up in Midland. So he's in town, supposed to be in town. I haven't heard from him. But he said, we'll try and get together Saturday or Sunday for lunch or dinner. So I'm one of those 2 days. I'm waiting to see what goes on with him. So busy weekend as well here. And then back to normal, I guess, after that.
Well, that's kind of good, getting back to normal, isn't it? But it's also good to have that social time and be able to visit with family and friends. So that's a blessing. That really is a blessing. Well, I shall let you get back at it, and I shall get back at it. I am digging through a pile on my desk trying to find a camera, and it's there someplace. It's a little small one. It's only probably 1.5 inches by 1.25 inches, by maybe 7/8 inch thick. Not real big.
Okay, yeah, that's not real big, that's for sure. So, yeah, I'll get back at it here. I just heard you go on there with Terry or with Bill. I haven't heard Bill KQV from Cupertino there on in quite a while. So good that reminded him of the Nets and that. See if we can get him back on there too. So, Kevin Gray, have a good rest of your New Year day, and we'll talk to you later. KC8YBF.
Very good. When he told me he was working straight T and everything else, I was wondering if he was maybe running into W8DW. KC8DOA.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees.
Kilo Charlie 8, Delta X-ray. Kilo Charlie 8, DX, KC8, DX, from Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray. KD8, DX calling.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees.
Go ahead, shoot. I'm listening. Bigger, bigger.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Who do we have there?
KBAQO.
KBAQO, this is KC8YDF, Ron in Saginaw. KC8YVF monitoring.
KC8YVF, KCBUA.
Good evening, Rick. Well, how's the rest of the day been going?
Cleaning up plastic parts and gluing them together.
Ooh, you live such an exciting life.
Just got done and watched the movie with the wife. She went to bed.
Yeah, we just finished dinner and went up and cooked seafood dinner tonight. I said, well, first of the year I'm going to make something special, and then it's all downhill from there. So I stopped by Jack's yesterday for their seafood roadshow, and I bought 8 of the jumbo shrimp, the prawns, and one lobster tail, one of the large lobster tails, and that was more than enough for both of us. We split that. So we had giant prawns and lobster and noodles tonight and a salad for dinner. So finished that about a half hour or so ago and finished watching the Indiana game. Watch them dismantle Alabama, which was nice. And got back down to the basement here, so I got both printers going again on 2 different projects, and sat down at the radio, brought up my POTA log. I never even logged in or did anything, so I just created my login, got in, and I'm thinking, I'm surprised I got quite a few POTA contacts, more than I would have thought I had. So I got to keep going at those, I guess.
So they must be racking up. I know Bob's racking them up, and a few others are racking them up, so, yeah, you can just keep after it. Keep racking them up.
Well, I don't have what they have. I have maybe 30, but that surprised me when I created my account and logged in and says, you know, how do you even do this? So I looked, oh, you got a hunter's log. Okay, I guess I'm hunting the POTA stations. I'm not out in the woods. So I come back and think, oh, my goodness, I got probably about 30. So I got two more that I made today, and they're up on the list already. So one for Allegheny State Park and New York, and another one in New York. So somebody was out in the cold weather doing POTA today. So that was good, I guess.
Good. That's good to make those contacts and good to have the time to relax and do that. So I understand it was very busy for CW as well.
Yep. Well, I'm also heard tonight, so keep an ear out on the radio. I heard someone call on the frequency. And I didn't have the HT sitting with me at dinner, so I didn't have it up very loud. And so I just gave my call sign out there, and nobody came back. And a little bit later, probably a minute or two later, I hear a call sign, and I gave a call back to the call sign. And the person didn't answer. And then think, boy, that call sign sounds familiar. I've heard that before. Who is that? So I got on QRZ, and I looked up the call sign, and if you remember, Roger Candiff, who passed away a few years ago. Somebody was using his call sign on the air, and I looked at FCC and QRZ, and it has not been reassigned. It is still an active call sign. It expired June of 25, but it is still active for another 2 years. It has not been reassigned.
Huh. I don't know who's doing that. That's not good.
So just keep a listen when you're out there. I will mention it tomorrow night at the club meeting. If somebody has picked up a new Bofong HT off an FC or something and say, hey, let's try this out. Because I heard somebody when they got on the second time yelled, breaker, breaker. So that kind of perked my ears. So if there is a station out there that just got a new radio, that's a ham radio, it does require a license from the FCC. You can't use the radio on a licensed repeater system without having an FCC license and call sign. So if you need help getting one, we'll help you. KC8YVF, back over to you, Rick.
Yeah, very good there, Ron. Yeah, we've got classes and stuff to help people get their licenses, as well as there's plenty of stuff online to point them in the right direction to get a license. So there is ample opportunities out there to earn your ticket.
Absolutely, and like I said, we also have a local club that'll help you along with it and answer your questions and get you involved the right way. So just a little friendly reminder out there. But yeah, I've got, I'm printing one of the Marble Run games for the kids. I finally got the parts. I ordered them on December 3rd. They just finally came in yesterday. So I am printing one of a little different colors for them, a little more. They're still in matted colors, but something a little more colorful for the kids. So they'll have one of those to drive Mom crazy. Crazier than she already is. But I'm working on that one, and then I got another conveyor belt thing for my grandson. This will take a while just because there's a lot of color, multicolor prints in it, so I'm not sure how many of these different parts I'm going to make for it. But now is when you wish you had one of the Snapmaker U1s and just let it go to town, because using even the P1S, it's going to spit out an awful lot of junk product, so I don't know how many of these I'll make.
A lot of waste every time there's a color change. I know that adds up after a while. So manually doing it
you don't have as much waste, but definitely takes a lot of time. And so you got to value one over the other, or you have to spend the big money to get the other one. It doesn't waste as much. So it's not not an easy path, no matter which way you look at it. KCBOA.
Yeah, Christmas here. I wanted to print a small little snowman in multicolor, and I looked at it, and this little snowman was going to take, oh my goodness, I mean, it wasn't very big. It maybe was like 2 inches tall, maybe 2.5 inches tall, and about the size of a diamond diameter, and it was going to take like 75 color changes. So, purges 70 sometimes, and was going to take like 8 hours to print this little snowman. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. So, again, as they always say, when you have something like that, print multiple, because it's still got to do the same amount of color changes, whether you're printing one or 21. And you still don't use that much more filament, and so I did. I put like 20 on the plate to see compared to just one, and it was the same amount of poop that came off the color changes, but it only used like 5% more actual filament to do the other 20 parts. So I ended up doing one just in white, took like 20 minutes to print, and then, or actually I did 6 of them, and took like 20 minutes to print, and white hand painted them for me, so they actually look better that way than what the color print would have been.
Sometimes that works out pretty good, and sometimes it'll get in one of the layer lines and the paint will just run foul of that line, which is not cool, but you get the right paint consistency and everything else, and it works out really good as far as doing that. Just covering up those spots. Of course, the paint doesn't hold up for wear as well as the 3D print does, but that's a good trade-off. KCBOA.
Yeah, this was just for a segment display, so it's not going to be handled or anything. And she's so good at painting these things. I mean, these things were tiny. And she put these little eyes on them and the hat and the little ball on the top. And then there was a printed scarf around it, and she painted the scarf and put little lines in it, like checkers in it, like a, you know, a checkered scarf. And I'm thinking, I can barely see the dang thing. And she's got this checkered scarf on this one, and I'm looking, how do you even see that? And she says, I can see it without my glasses. I got to do it without her glasses on. I'm thinking, she's got these tiny little fine brushes and can do all of that stuff and has the patience for it. So bless her heart on that one. She did 6 of those for me, and she said, well, what do you need 6 for? I said, well, I actually only needed 1, but you were painting so nice on them, I didn't have the heart to tell you to stop, but we'll use them. So they're used in her Christmas display on the mantle, too. I put them up there. So she said, those really look nice. I said, yeah, I know, you did a good job.
Yeah, that's good. That's fun. That's one of the things. My wife has got some small paintbrushes and stuff, too, and it's like I don't have the patience for that. So it's something my mother-in-law and my daughter are into painting big time. They love painting and so forth, but both of them are complaining it's too cold now and so forth, and they're not painting like they normally would.
Okay, yeah, like I said, she's still able to do this, so I try and do what I can. Most of my prints, like I said, basically are single color. Some of these things, what I'm printing on right now, has 2 or 3 colors in it, so they're not too bad. This one part I'm working on right now has got like 20-some color changes. So it's not too bad on it, but it's still enough. I don't try and do those as much as possible. That's why when I bought the second printer, I bought it just as a single color, one spool thing. And So this other part, this marble run, has no multicolor to it, so you just change spools to what color you want for that part that's currently on the bed, and I separate them out, add another plate, and pull off a part to print in one color, and then I'll pull off another part to print in another color, and it works out fine that way. No problem on that one. And it's actually working out pretty good. The only thing I don't do on that printer is anything that is tall. And one of the parts on here is a very tall tube. It's basically like almost 200 millimeters tall. And it's a tube that a light string goes up it. And so there's a pretty good brim on it to hold it, but is hollow and probably maybe 3 or 4 millimeters thick as far as the tube itself on the outer layer. But it's really tall, and it has, again, grooves that go all the way up. It's like a corkscrew. So that one goes on the XY printer, because that way I'd afraid it'd fall over using the bed slinger.
Yeah, you remember me talking about the shop back hose I need to make a coupling for?
No, you got to make one of those.
Well, I already have. I made probably 3 or 4 of them. But anyways, I need to make coupling, and I didn't want the layer lines being 90 degrees to the direction of the coupling. So I ended up laying it at a 45, and so then I did a pin-on support on it on one side, and supports are on the bottom of the perimeter. And I did that, and honestly, it on the bed slinger, you have to do that because it's not going to stay. I probably could have got by without the paint-on support going up the side on the Core XY. But, you can paint out a support, which makes a difference on it, too. And that just makes sure you got your distance away. You couldn't even see the support was even on this outside wall at all on this. So that worked out good.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you can do a lot of things in the slicers now. Again, I haven't been in it for very long, but just what I've learned so far, just a few years ago till now, what you can do in the software, it's quite amazing in that. And my next project, I got to see if my printer, either one of them is big enough for the build plate to do it. If not, I'll have to figure out how to split it into pieces. One of our Christmas decorations, which is a lamp post that goes outside. We have two of them, but one got knocked over last year and broke part of it, and in all this wind lately, it actually, we had a zip tie to the front porch, and the winds broke the zip tie, which are 75-pound test, brake strength on them, broke the zip tie and knocked it off the porch, and of course the base on it's got concrete filled in it, and the weight, and when it pulled it, the metal rod out of it, it snapped the whole top, and it moved everything. So I'm going to have to see if I can, I'll take measurements off of this and see if I can print a new top for it. And it kind of looks like bronze type of that, and I just, matter of fact, bought some bronze filament, so I'll see how my design skills are and try and make another part for this.
Well, it's making good use of it. You could do that, and it works out. You just saved yourself something that you might not be able to get anymore, one, and you just saved yourself a bunch of money.
Yeah, I can't buy these anymore. These are quite old. And matter of fact, where the light goes up on the top of the old-fashioned light post, I just printed new inserts for them because the old plastic inserts, just due to the wind and the weather outside in the winter, just deteriorated and they all cracked. They were so brittle they just cracked. So I found there was a lamp post similar to that somebody had posted on Maker World, and I said it was good size. So I they had the lenses for this, so I had to resize them a little bit, but the right trapezoid, type of design of it, fit perfectly. So I printed them a little bit larger to make sure, and then I took out the old ones, and I made them only 3 millimeters thick, so the out of just white PLA, that or PET G, did them out of white PET G, just 3 millimeters thick, so the light would shine through, and I just sanded as I needed to make them to fit into the slots, and they worked out great. So a little hot glue to hold them in place and seal them up, and they've worked well for the winter. So it's one I'll have to bring down and try and print a new base for, because it's had better days.
KCBOA. Yeah, it's the imagination is the only thing that really stops you on any of this stuff other than materials. When you can't print the right materials or you don't have the right materials, then that would be a limitation. There's endless possibilities, endless things you can do. You know, even if you printed molds, in some cases I've seen where people printed molds and then they've used it to cast plaster repairs, concrete, etc. with the molds. Casting other plastic with the molds for fishing jigs and so forth, they've done that. Not lead, plastic. So they've done that. That's interesting to see that. So, all right, I'm going to get back to my plastic cleaning and continue on gluing here. KCABOA.
KCYBF. Yeah, Rick, thanks for coming back to me again. I'll be listening all night while I'm down here. I'm watching the next football game. This is Georgia and Ole Miss. And like I said, watching the printers print and working on these other projects. And just a word of thumb, don't glue the fingers together. They're hard to get apart with the super glue. So 73, KC8YVF, and I'm clear and monitoring.
KC8VOA, 73.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees.